So, Brent, you are here in Naples and you are introducing a new sponsor. Can you talk about it?
Well, I'm a Sky Vodka we've announced today, and that's through the Campari stable of brands. So it's an Italian deal, effectively. I mean, I met with them in Italy, in Milan, and 6 months ago. And we've had the deal done for a while, but we were waiting for this regatta to announce it. So that's our last branding sponsor, and we're done.
You're happy to be here in Italy. What's your feeling with Naples?
Well, you know, it's about time, really, because probably the two media homes of the America's Cup are New Zealand and Italy. And when I arrived on Monday and Easter Monday, and there were just thousands of people. I was really blown away how many people. So we're quite early in the season, and hopefully we'll have reasonable weather. But in terms of people participation, great, fantastic, perfect. It's great for Luna Rossa too.
Talking about technical details, can you talk about the agreement with Luna Rossa, how it works, and what's about the time that you spent in New Zealand with the Italian guys?
Well, the arrangement works perfectly. It's everything we hoped it would be. We're two teams that are culturally completely different, because we're Kiwis and Luna Rossa are Italians. But it's exactly as it was when they were in New Zealand in 2000 and 2003. They were the team that everybody loved, and the relationship was working like that. We've had no problems at all, and I deal a lot with Max Serena, and our designers talk a lot with them. We're very careful to fit within the restrictions of the protocol, and so far as I'm aware, you know, everything's fine. So hopefully they're going to have a good boat.
And what about the SC72? You are constructing your boat. What do you think about the SC72 logistic problem and so on?
Well, I think Coots really summed it up finally the other day when he said that it was, you know, they'd got to extreme, too big, too expensive. And I guess that's something that I've been saying really for 15 months. It is what it is. With the help of Sky Vodka and the other sponsors, we're there. We're financially secure now. But it's a massive sum of money, you know, in a recession. Just ridiculous.
So at the beginning they talk about not so expensive America's Cup, and day by day it seems that the amount of money became every day higher and higher.
Yeah, but I mean, we knew that it would be expensive. I mean, I was never buying it won't be expensive, because you only had to take one look at the design of the boats at the start and you knew they were going to be expensive. They're probably even more expensive than we even thought they would be. And our budgets have had to grow accordingly.
I had an interview with Russell Coates in Cascais for the RC44 event, and they told me that maybe they are thinking about to introduce some one design element in the AC72 for the next America's Cup. Do you think that it could be a good idea to contain the cost of the cup?
Well, the first thing is he has to still have the cup to be able to do that. So that's up to him. I mean, there's two pillars of anything that we would ever do. The first is cost containment, and to do that, you've got to assess what the commercial market is for the cup, not the billionaire market, the commercial market. And my assessment of that is it's probably about 100% less than what it is at the moment in terms of, you know, numbers. And the second thing is a pillar for us would be nationality, which again actually has a cost control measure about it. It stops them being like football players. So whether you have one design, elements, this, that, whatever, I mean, you got to have the cup first.
Dave Change, the boss of the America's Cup, and there is a man coming from Oracle, and they talk all the time about the fact that the America's Cup has to be independent. What do you think about this change?
Well, I don't actually care. Because I always, you know, we as the yachtsmen and you as the journalists always see it for what it is, and I think that Ian Murray is definitely an independent, and I think impressive, but I've never seen it, you know, as an independent thing. I mean, it's the America's Cup; it's not independent, never has been, never will be.
Talking about your campaign, what's the next move of Emirates Team New Zealand, starting from the end of the first edition of the AC World Series, when you will move in San Francisco and so on?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're in San Francisco this year because of AC45s, but we won't move as a... We can't afford to go there for long periods of time, like, say, Artemis. We'll go there probably May next year, and we'll stay for as least time as we can, you know, balance financial cost versus time at the venue. So we certainly won't be there till May next year.
Last question is, what's your feeling to the end of the Cup?
I don't know. I mean, I just take it. We take it day by day and try and plan. Financially, it's been a really big struggle. We're the only team that survives. From a commercial point of view, I hope that the Prawns make it. I really do, because they were the only ones that ever could. You know, they because they're smart. Bruno's really smart, and Luke's very capable. So it looks like that's the only other one left. Yeah, we just take it day by day.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay.
Grazie. Thank you.